have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy, the last matchup of February, and the last matchup that our girlfriends picked for us. So Ellie's shot at redemption from her last matchup of 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink. This week, she picked She's All That, going up against 10 Things I Hate About You. So let's go into the detail on these, starting with She's All That. That is from what year?
I'm going to get both of these. 1999.
99, right on the cusp of the 90s and the 2000s. That is directed by Robert Iskov, written by R. Lee Fleming Jr. That stars Freddie Prinze Jr. as Zach Seiler, Rachel Lee Cook as Lainey Boggs, Matthew Lillard as Brock Hudson, and Paul Walker as Dean Sampson. That also stars some other famous names, Anna Paquin, Kieran Culkin, Eldon Henson, Usher is in this movie, Lil Kim is also in this movie, Gabrielle Union, and Dulay Hill. That is going up against 10 Things I Hate About You. From what year?
Also 1999.
1999. What a matchup. This one's directed by Gil Junger, written by Karen McCullough and Kirsten Smith, based on The Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare. That stars Heath Ledger as Patrick Verona, Julia Stiles as Kat Stratford, Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Cameron James, Larissa Olenek as Bianca Stratford, David Krumholtz as Michael Ekman, Andrew Keegan as Joey Donner, and Larry Miller as Walter Stratford. Some other famous names. This one also stars Gabrielle Union, as well as Daryl Mitchell and Allison Janney. Gabrielle Union was just hopping back and forth between the two movies. I will turn it over to you now to go over what these movies are about.
Yeah, so we have She's All That, which is about the typical high school popular boy who is dating the typical high school popular girl. But it turns out that she goes on spring break, finds another guy, and breaks up with him. So he creates a bet that he can pick any girl and make her the prom queen. So they search around the high school campus, which looks like a college campus, so it must be like California or something. It's one of those outdoor high schools. And they pick a very artsy, nerdy girl, and that's his project, I guess you would say, to work on and try to make her prom queen. But then he starts falling in love with her.
Oh, no.
And then we have 10 Things I Hate About You, which is about a high school group again. And it's about this girl who is kind of rough around the edges. And then there's this guy who's rough around the edges. This one's going to be weird to explain. So you have... So the rough girl has a sister. Bear with me here. Follow along. The rough girl has a sister, and the sister wants to date a popular guy who is a model. But the dad says, you can only date if the rough girl dates, the one who's doesn't want anything to do with guys. So there's another guy who's a nerd who brings in... I'm getting lost in my
guy.
Own.
He brings the in the rough guy.
Yes, he brings in the rough guy, who is Heath Ledger, to date the rough girl.
Julia Stiles.
Yes. So he can get with the rough girl's sister.
Boom. You got it.
Got me? You got me? Yep, that's it.
I think we should just have a podcast where Rudy explains Shakespeare plays.
And his writing is complicated.
There's a lot of people, and they all are involved with each other in some way or another.
Yes. You could look it up on IMDb.
This is more fun, though. Yeah, there you have it. So let's get into the writing. I'm curious to hear how your thoughts are on the writing in these two, specifically 10 Things I Hate About You.
So as you heard from my explanation, it's pretty complicated, but it's easy to understand.
Yeah.
Hard to explain, easy to understand. So there is a lot of moving parts. Everyone is connected in this movie. I'm surprised. I know I watched it with you before, because when we had our Shakespeare month at movie nights. But I feel like I liked it even more watching it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I like how they modernized it. The previous story, I looked up the Shakespeare story.
The Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah, one's a little darker.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the writing. I think it flowed well. The story was nice. I like the characters. I'd watch it again. This is good.
Yeah, I think they did a good job of taking the source material from William Shakespeare and modernizing it, but also not to the point where, like, even though it's a 90s movie, and it definitely feels like a 90s movie, I don't think they get into the rut where, like, this is only a 90s movie. Like,
yeah.
It hasn't aged well. Like, the way they wrote it, I think even today, a lot of it still holds up, and the dialogue between the characters seems pretty natural. That's where it gets a little heavy on the 90s, the way that some of the characters talk, but I think the story flows in a way that's, like you said, easy to understand, maybe a little hard to navigate exactly what's happening, because there's so many different pieces and parts, and these people are scheming while this person is scheming another way, and this person has his own motive over here. But it all blends together in a nice story. It's not too long, and I don't know, just in no part of this movie did I think that the writing dragged on in any part. I thought they did a good job of moving it right along. They did a good job of cycling between the characters to make it interesting. I think if it was just about Patrick and Kat, our two rough characters, rough guy and rough girl.
Rough guy, rough girl.
Oh, that's hilarious. I think it was just about them, then it might get a little like, okay, this is just a typical romantic comedy. But I think because you have so many different characters all having their own motives in this movie, it keeps things a little more interesting.
Yeah. She's All That, though. I was entertained. It was a quick watch, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't checking time or anything like that. But the story was weird to me. I don't think it aged as well as 10 Things I Hate About You did. They're kind of poking fun about how different she is, mm-hmm. and how she's not popular. Which is what I took from it. Maybe that's not what they were going for. But that's what I got from it. And it's like, well, these days, that's not great.
Yeah, I think all of the things that I think 10 Things I Hate About You did well, where it was like they didn't age themselves, they didn't focus on just those two characters. That's kind of what she's all that did. yes. It's mainly just Lainey and Zach and their connection as he tries to make her popular. And you see their connection grow because in order to make her popular, he's got to, like, get on her good side and hang out with her and try to transform her and whatnot. That one definitely does age a lot more and feels like it is purely a 90s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things that they do in that movie, the dialogue, the hacky sack art scene, whoa boy, that scene is interesting. It just feels, yeah, never, ever let it drop. It just feels, it feels dated. And the story, like you mentioned beforehand, is one of those typical romantic comedies that they've probably done before this movie and have definitely done after, where you have an already attractive looking girl. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, she's ugly and weird.
Yeah.
But as soon as she takes off her glasses and takes her hair out of a bun, whoa, she's a babe and now she's popular. Okay, well, I guess all she had to do to become popular was be hot and take her glasses off. That's pretty much the gist of this movie.
It is. Not, it is.
There's not much more to it. So I like the dynamics, and I'll probably go into this more in characters. Well, it's not really a character. It's sort of a character thing. It blends both in writing and characters, how they handle the main female character. Where I feel like Kat is independent and she's just rough around the edges.
Rough girl.
Yeah, rough girl. You know, she feels like a normal character that just fits inside of this movie.
Yeah.
Whereas Lainey, I feel like they are really stretching and typecasting, where they're like, ooh, she's weird and likes art. Everyone wants her to kill herself. But then when she gets a makeover, everyone wants her to be their friend. And it's like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like,
I don't know. That story's just a little, maybe it's not far-fetched because it was the 90s, and I'm sure that's how people felt, where it was like, if you're ugly, I don't want to be with anywhere near you.
Yeah, it's cheap.
But if you're hot, man, I'll be your best friend. I just, in a movie, watching that, it's like, it's like the cheesiest formula ever.
It is. Yeah. It kept my attention, but yeah. Only because I like Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard? He was your favorite part of that movie, wasn't he?
He was.
Yep. So are you both giving it to 10 Things I Hate About You for writing?
Of course, yeah.
All right, let's segue right over into characters. What did you think about the characters?
So we were just talking about She's All That, mm-hmm. So I'll stick with that. I'll stick with that for She's All That.
Whoa.
Freddie Prinze Jr. I like Freddie Prinze Jr. Scooby-Doo movie. That's basically all I know him from.
He's got that great movie under his belt, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, he's got it.
And then you have Lainey Boggs, mm-hmm. Rachel Cook. So she's the artsy, nerdy girl, like you were saying. He's the jock. Their dynamic is fine. She kind of learns to break out of her shell. He kind of learns that he's being a jerk and he can focus on other things. Maybe he likes art. So that's like the one redemption that movie has, is he kind of figures out, like, I kind of like art too. Like, you're not a weirdo. Like, you're just who you are. As for everybody else, nah, I'll pass. Paul Walker did fine acting. I didn't like his character.
As a jerk?
Yeah, he was just trying to trick the girl into dating her, like, into going out with him just to sleep with her. And then you have the whole side story of Freddie Prinze Jr.'s ex-girlfriend dating a reality star from Real World, who is Matthew Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Scooby-Doo movie.
Whoa.
It's like Scooby-Doo movie reunion. But everyone else, the two main characters are fine. Everyone else kind of sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I think as much as I don't like the way her character is handled, I think Lainey does a good job acting. I think she did a pretty good job working with what she had. The dynamic between Freddie Prinz and Rachel Lee Cook was pretty good, and for the most part seemed somewhat natural, even though some of the scenarios may have been a little cringy. But yeah, I think I agree with you. The side characters, the ex-girlfriend story with Matthew Lillard, maybe it was just for extra added laughs, but honestly, I don't even know why that was a part of the movie. Like, any time Matthew Lillard came on screen, I was like, why are we focusing on him again? Like, what's the point of this? And you have her best friends, who are just the typical clique.
Yep.
You have Freddie Prinze Jr.'s sister, played by Anna Paquin. Oh, she was a nice character. She kind of helped transform Lainey. And then Lainey had her friend, who was just like the stereotypical fat kid who was always eating. Like, literally every scene
he was eating. That's right.
And then there's that scene where he overhears Paul Walker in the bathroom talk about his plan to try to trick Lainey into sleeping with him. And he's like, I gotta go tell Freddie Prinze. And he literally, like, runs out of the bathroom to the prom dance floor, screaming at Freddie Prinze while Freddie Prinze is accepting his prom king award. Like, heaving out of breath. I was like, oh my god. It was like 10 steps. You gotta make the fat kid out of breath, huh? You gotta do that. There's just some elements where it's like, oh boy, this is so on the nose for the 90s stereotypical rom-com, teen rom-com formula.
Yeah. It didn't feel natural like 10 Things I Hate About You did. So you have Heath Ledger, which Heath Ledger is hilarious in that movie. I really enjoyed his character. He was an excellent actor. It's horrible that we don't get to see him in more things, because I think he would have been great in anything.
Yeah.
But he really makes that movie, him and Julia Stiles, their dynamic, both being rough around
rough
the edges.
Rough guy, rough girl.
Their dynamic of kind of like hating each other. So Julia Stiles doesn't want to date anyone. She's just kind of independent. Heath Ledger is... Everyone thinks he's the troublemaker. So he's like smoking all the time. Everyone thinks he was in like prison last year, which is hilarious. But he gets paid off. That's how he first starts to go out with Julia. He gets paid off, but starts to fall in love with her. But just their dynamic of watching that whole relationship go down was very enjoyable.
Yeah. I do like with his character, too. One of the biggest reasons why I like this movie and why I like his character is because he's not, like, a jerk. Like, he's, like...
No, no.
Even though he's the rough guy, he's, like, the nicest guy in that whole movie. And like,
he is?
Out of all of the guys, he's the only one that doesn't have, like, selfish intent. I mean, he takes the cash to go out with Kat, but, like, you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's just trying to get with the sister. You have the popular kid, who's just trying to sleep with the sister as well. You have,
Bernard the Elf?
Bernard the Elf, yeah. He's just kind of wheeling and dealing, trying to be popular, trying to be part of the cool group, so... Heath Ledger is honestly, like, the most likable character in that whole movie. Mm-hmm. And they paint him off as, like, ooh, this is the mean, tough kid who no one talks to because he did time in prison. You don't want to mess with this kid.
You're slowly finding out what he's done the previous years and why he's in the position he is. And,
yep.
Which makes you like him even more.
Yep.
The dad I thought was hilarious.
Oh, man. All of his lines are so funny.
He's just... I assumed... They, I don't know if they ever say what his profession is. It seemed like he was a doctor. He had a pager.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, like, a 14-year-old girl that was on cocaine that he delivered a baby. But like you said, all of his lines to them, He's just like so focused on making sure that they don't get pregnant.
Yep. Yep. That is his about... whole goal in life. And all of his dialogue in that movie is how they don't get pregnant. I really like Julia Stiles too. I know I already mentioned it before, but I think she does a good job as her character, and her character dynamic with Heath Ledger, I think, works a lot better and is more enjoyable to see than kind of the typical guy meets girl relationship and She's All That.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
And you have a lot more side characters too. Like I mentioned, you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the popular kid. I forget what his real name was. And then
Andrew Keegan.
Andrew Keegan, that's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you have Bernard. They're not as likable as the main characters, but they're not as unlikable as the side characters and She's All That.
Oh, yeah.
You have the sister who's kind of unlikable, but she starts to make a switch at the end. So, yeah. And you have all the teachers. I think all the teachers are also pretty funny. How Julia Stiles always gets sent to the principal's office just for whatever she says in that one guy's class.
She was like... he told the assignment. She's like, I really can't wait for this assignment. And he's like, go to the principal's office. She's like, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to complete it. Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't deal with this right now. Just go. Oh, that guy's hilarious. So I would give my point also to 10 Things I Hate About You.
So would I. Yep. I'm in.
What about the music?
I was thinking about this. I'm leaning towards... Both of them are soundtracks. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards 10 Things I Hate About You. There are some really good songs in that. And I really like Cruel to Be Kind, the way they did it, too. Oh, the song was so good. It was playing at their dance. But I enjoyed the soundtrack, definitely in 10 Things I Hate About You, more, and the way it worked with the movie. Yeah. And She's All That's fine, but
it's just personal. Yeah, I mean, anytime you have, like, a soundtrack movie... It's hard to fit that in a way that shapes the movie. Like, it's just kind of added background music. You could tell what time period it is, because it's usually, like, 90s movies have 90s music. And you're like, oh, look at these throwback... Listen to these throwback songs. But it doesn't really, like, shape the movie or move the movie forward in any way. But I do think I like the music more in 10 Things I Hate About You. She's All That was all right. You had the strange dance sequence at the prom where everyone knew it was like a choreographed dance.
Oh,
and everyone knew the
I forgot about that.
The moves too. I was like, what is this, back in like the 60s when you go to a dance and everyone had all the
they know all the moves to the songs?
Yeah,
the dance moves.
They were doing all these like fancy moves, but everyone was in sync. I was like, that's not what my prom was like.
Oh, and it split. Was it like boys versus girls, too?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like, What's that song called? Funk Soul Brother. What's that? Check it out now.
Oh, yeah. Brother. That's right. I do like that song.
That song's pretty good, yeah. That was just a weird moment in the movie where I was like...
It was.
Is there an actual dance to this song? And do all these people know it?
And why don't we know it,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I know. Why didn't we do this at my prom? I'm actually glad we didn't do that. That'd be pretty weird. But anyway, I think in terms of a soundtrack, I think I enjoyed the mix in 10 Things I Hate About You more than She's All That.
Oh, sweep it through.
Sweep it on down. All right. Tech. What did you think about the tech in these two?
Neither of these are special that I saw. There was one scene I thought was fun. It's when Heath Ledger is kind of making up for... Julia Stiles kind of finds out that... Is that when she finds out? I don't know. But he's making up to her for some reason. And she's on the soccer field. And he pays people to, like, take the mic and dance around the stands. I thought that scene was fun. I don't know if that has anything to do with tech, but I thought it was fun. And I also wondered why, if he was approved to do this, why security was taking him away. So, but other than that, that's...
She's All That had that choreographed dancing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They put a little more thought into that.
But it was weird. I don't know why. It just came out of nowhere. The only thing I can think of in tech is 10 Things I Hate About You. I don't know if it was just the way that it was made, but it just looks nicer. Like, She's All That kind of has that 90s tint to it where it's like, I don't want to say grittier, but...
Like grainy, I was thinking.
Yeah,
like,
it's like grainy. It's weird, and I don't know if maybe 10 Things I Hate About You has just been remastered. I don't think it's been remastered, but I don't know because I watched both these in streaming, so they should be the same quality. But I don't know. She's All That just seemed older, even though they were made in the same year. That one seemed like watching it. Even before characters started talking or you could see their outfits or anything like that, you're like, this looks like a 90s movie. Where's 10 Things I Hate About You? I don't know. Just it looked more well-kept.
So, it even felt, like, modern. I don't know. It didn't feel like it was from the 90s. Mm-hmm. Just based on all the scenery and maybe their clothes gave it away, but I didn't really notice.
Yeah. And their clothes weren't too, like... wasn't like, whoa, 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 we're going full 90s.
Yeah.
Every now and then there'd be an outfit where you're like, oh, that's kind of an older look. But 10 Things I Hate About You again?
Yeah, it's sweeping.
All right. Which movie did you enjoy more?
Four things I love about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Ooh.
Are the last four categories. No, I definitely enjoyed 10 Things I Hate About You more. I would own that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll pick it up on Blu-ray. Maybe I'll stop at the exchange one day and pick it up. She's All That was fine. It was... I'm glad I watched it. I don't need to watch it again. I'm okay.
You're glad you watched it? Are you glad that you watched it?
Like, yeah, I think it was entertaining.
Legitimately glad? Like,
it didn't change my life.
I'm so happy I watched this movie. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually really like 10 Things I Hate About You, and I recently, I'm a nerd, and I like to compile like lists of great movies and like top 10 lists and whatnot. It's not in my top 10 by any means, but I did say that this movie was a great movie in that list.
It is.
So if I'm giving the title of trash to trash movies, I will designate this movie
the first
as a
great
movie. It's
the first that you've announced as
the first
great.
That I've announced. Yes, I don't want to undo any of the other movies that we've already talked about because there's many movies that we have talked about that are also great movies and are probably higher up on my list than this one. But
yeah,
I do want to give it praise for being a really, really enjoyable movie.
Also, She's All That had some Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that
funny,
come up.
We mentioned that, too, when we were watching it. Like, the names came out, and we're like, ooh.
Yeah. Weinstein Productions.
Which is hard, because, like, if you watch a lot of movies, like, a lot of them are Weinsteins. What a jerk. All right.
As I derailed your thought.
No, you're good. I was just gonna say, She's All That was just fine. Like, it wasn't all that. It was just, she's there. That's what it should have been called.
She's there. Change the title.
She was perfectly fine the way she looked before.
She was fine
that's
the way she looked before.
That's the biggest issue I have with these movies is that like they're like, oh, look at her. She's the ugly outcast. She looks fine.
Yeah.
She's perfectly fine. I don't know. Maybe we're more...
Are we more woke?
I don't want to say woke.
don't bring that word.
I don't know if that's the right word, but maybe we're just more
Open-minded.
Open-minded. Yeah, that's good. I like that one. We're more aware that our previous way of thinking was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it. 10 Things I Hate About You gets a sweep from both of us.
It deserves it.
And that's it for our rom-com, rom slash Stand By Me and Now and Then wasn't really romantic.
Oh.
Or comedic. Well, Now and Then was kind of comedic. Stand By Me wasn't really. I don't even know how to classify that one. That's what you get for our February movies. Our whole list.
What's next week?
So I haven't come up with an entire list yet, but I've been wanting to rewatch one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm just gonna make it next week, because that way I will get to watch it. I'll sit down and be like, I have to watch this movie for the podcast. Duh.
That's true.
And that is gonna be Big Trouble in Little China.
Ooh.
And that is gonna
go. I've never
seen it. Well, I don't want to sway your early opinion. And that is gonna go up against a movie I actually have not seen yet. And that's gonna be, I believe it's called The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
That sounds fun. Whatever it is, it sounds fun.
It seemed like they were both weird, wacky adventure comedy movies, so.
Perfect.
That's what we will tackle next week, and I should have the rest of the list. Maybe I'll work on that tonight, and I'll send that over to you.
Nice.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.